California's Newsom tells Trump to send soldiers into Louisiana, Mississippi. By Joel B. Polak on August 29, 2025. California Governor Gavin Newsom said Thursday that President Donald Trump should send troops into Louisiana and Mississippi if he is serious about stopping crime, claiming GOP-led states are more dangerous. Newsom made his demand at a news conference in which he announced that he was surging California Highway Patrol officers into communities across his state to fight crime, a curious imitation of Trump. The California governor has slammed Trump for sending the National Guard and the Marines into his own state to stop rioting earlier this year, and for sending the Guard into other Democrat-run cities. Recently, the Guard took up positions in Washington, D.C., helping bring violent crime under control. President Trump has said that he is considering doing the same in Chicago, Illinois, the murder capital of America. Newsom, despite the evident hypocrisy of criticizing Trump while deploying his own state police in similar fashion, claimed that the president was being hypocritical and dared him to act against Republican states. The Washington Post reported, original emphasis. He's doing things to people, not with people, Newsom said Thursday. He's de facto militarizing American cities. Look at the murder rate, that's nearly four times higher than California's. In Louisiana, Newsom said, holding up the flyer with Johnson's face. I want to present some facts to the President of the United States. And I imagine this is alarming to the President to learn these facts. Particularly to Speaker Johnson, who has been such a strong partner and ally in these efforts. The carnage in Louisiana is well defined. If the president is sincere about the issue of crime and violence, there's no question in my mind that he'll likely be sending the troops into Louisiana and Mississippi to address the just unconscionable wave of violence that continues to plague those states, Newsom added. Newsom's attempt to shift blame to Republican-run states, while ignoring that the crime in those states occurs in Democrat-run cities, is an old and familiar tactic. In 2022, Newsom claimed that America had a red state murder problem. As Breitbart News noted at the time, Newsom was referring to a February report by CBS News on the cities with the highest murder rates, the vast majority of which are governed by Democrats, and have been governed by Democrats for generations. Chicago, notorious for shootings in recent years, is only number 28, Radical Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, also referred to the CBS list recently. In addition, Newsom appeared to be referring to a report that claimed that states that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 made up 8 of the top 10 states with the highest murder rates, with Georgia as the 9th Republican state on the list. What these efforts have in common is that they tend to ignore the political party that actually controls the cities in which the murder rate has soared. Newsom has a history of backing radical left-wing prosecutors like George Gascon, whom Los Angeles voters threw out last year. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.